ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं जैवं नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं मुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवयां भगवतीम् उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिं भवदीर्नैष्ठिकि। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कांडो 8 चैप्टर 24 मत्स्य द लॉर्ड्स फिश इनकार्नेशन टेक्स्ट 11 12 13 14 ऐ रीड फर्स्ट टेक्स्ट 11 12 13 And 14 we can repeat. Yosho asmin magakalpe tanayasa vishvas vivasvata sratta deva itikyato mandu manutve arinarpita. Translation. In this, the present millennium, King Satyavrata later became the son of Vivasvan, the king of the sun planet, and was known as Sratta Deva. By the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he was given the post of Manu. Text 12. Yegada krittamala yam kurvato jalantarpanam tasyanjali utake kashit chapari yekapyapatyada. Translation. One day while King Satyavrata was performing austerities by offering water on the bank of river Krittamala, a small fish appeared in the water in his palms. Satyavrata anjalikadam sahadoyena bharada utsajja naditoye saparim travideshwara. Translation. Satyavrata and the king of Travidesha threw the fish into the water of the river along with the water in his palm. O King Parshit, descendant of Parada. Text 14. Please repeat. Tamaga sadikarunam mahakarnikam nirpam यादोप्य ज्ञानादि कादिप्यो दीनं मां दीनवत्सल कदं विसृजसि राजन् पीदामस्मिन् सरिज्जले तं अंटि हिम सत्यव्रता आह सैड सा That small fish, adhikarunam, extremely compassionate, mahakarunikam, extremely merciful, nirpam, unto King Satyavrata, yadopya, through the aquatics, jnanadi gadipya, who are always eager to kill the smaller fish, teenam, very poor, mom, me, Tina Vatsala, O protector of the poor, Kadam, why, Visrujase, you are throwing, Rajan, O king, Pida, very much afraid, Asmin, within this, Sarijale, in the water of the river. Translation purport by Srila Prabhupada Jaya, Srila Prabhupada Jaya. With an appealing voice, the poor small fish at King Satyavrata, who was very merciful. My dear King, protector of the poor, why are you throwing me in the water of the river, where there are other aquatics who can kill me? I am very much afraid of them. Purport. In the Matsya Purana it is said, Ananda Saktir Bhagavan Matsya Rubi Janatana Kridartam Achayam Acha Swayam Satya Vradam Rubam. The Supreme Personality of Godhead possesses unlimited potency. Nonetheless, in his pastime, in the form of a fish, he begged protection from King Satyavrata. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Sarvale Samade Bhakti Vedanta Swami Dhanamini Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesa Sunyavadi Pashatta Deshadharine Sri Krishna Jaidanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna. First of all, I request the blessings of all senior Vaishnavas and other Vaishnavas, and also permission from them for this opportunity of giving, explaining or sharing Bhagavata realization. Hare Krishna. Now, these particularly four slogans, they are talking about Matsya Avatara. It is somewhat happened by Lord's arrangement. Today I have to happen to talk the place where I have come from. This Kritumala, that's a river where first he was doing Satyavrata, King Satyavrata was taking water for Tarpana. The fish came into his hand and again he puts again came. That Kritumala is in the river running in the southern Tamil Nadu. And the Satyavrata king was ruling the Pandya kingdom, whose capital is Madurai. Now Prabhupada used to call it Southern Madura. And that is the place Kritumala is running even today. Today they call it Vaihai. Kritumala is a branch. And therefore, this southern, that end of the India plateau, southern plateau, there are lot of holy places related to Lord pastimes. This Matsya Avatara happens in the river Kritumala, which is on the bank of river, the Madurai river bank. Also, Kajendra Moksha. That the Triguda Hills is some 50 kilometers away from Madurai, 100 kilometers away from Madurai. And the Gajendra Moksha place, still that there are big festivals, it happens where it happens. And the Matsya Avatara also, that place where he first left that fish, that also he took avatar and it came. And these pastimes are meant for relishing for the devotees. In particular, this 14th sloka, the Lord is begging the King Satyavrata, why are you throwing me into a river? You are supposed to be a protector of the all jivas, living entities in your kingdom. I am a very small fish, why are you throwing me? There is a good chance that I will be eaten by others. And Lord, his pastime is very special. When I was reading this sloka, we remember we are always fearful. in our life. Padam padam yat vipatam. Every step is dangerous for us in this life. We always get fear. The fear is due to our material condition. How to get out of the fear? That will be a big topic. But here, Lord is called Abhaya. Abhaya means fear, Abhaya. Fearless. His Saran, Abhaya Charan. His lotus feet are fearless. But now he is fearing. Please, King, kindly protect me. What is this type of pastime? This is what very special pastimes of Lord. Like we remember, all of us know Kundi prayers. She also tells, you are taking incarnation among the three animals. Varaha and all those things, animals you are taking. You are taking your incarnation among Nirupa, human beings like Rama. You are taking birth among the aquatics. Matsyavatara, she is mentioning. It bewilders me. She is telling it bewilders me. Because Lord means, we always expect Lord to come in a very prosperous, very great position. But a Lord takes an animals like a boar, like a aquatic fish, and his incarnations are very much bewildering, she is telling. Also, she is talking about how his activities also, as a Supreme Lord, Krishna, when he came, his activities also bewildering for them. Fearful, because there also he is fearful. We know all the situation. Tamodara, Leela. Kundi Maharani is making one of the prayer. When Yashodamai came with a rope to bind him, his mascara was flowing and he was fearing. Even though he is the fear personified, fears for him. But he is fearing. This again is, she is bewildered. Therefore, Lord sometimes makes a fearful scene to make the devotees to enjoy, to make the devotees feel so more affection to the Lord. Like Yashoda, she was showing more affection when she finds the Lord was fearful. That's why she could not punish him. And similarly, even though Lord is supreme, yes, he is praying to Satyavrata, King Satyavrata, please protect me. This is a very special quality of the Lord. We know, like Bhagavan means Bhaga, all the six opulences is full. But a very special about these opulences, he has extreme opposite things, he has opulences. For example, he is full of Aishwarya, full of wealth. All Aishwaryas are with him. But at the same time, he has the renouncing capability of all the Aishwaryas also. That is the other extreme. Both are his opulence. We all have little opulence, but we are not ready to renounce. Maybe a small house, small thing, set up, everything. He is owning every whole prabhanjas, but he is able to renounce. This is a very special nature. Lord has two extreme opposite qualities as his opulences. We all have one side maybe. That also we are not so attached, but the Lord is able to renounce. He owns, but he is able to renounce. Similarly, Lord is fearless, but at the same time he is fearful also. He is fearful. This pastime of fearful, he is not really fearful, but he wants to make his devotees to enjoy. And for the generation after generation, the devotees read and enjoy these pastimes. That is the special nature of Lord's opulence. For example, even though Bhagavad Gita talks about Lord comes for protecting sadhu and the duskritam, destroying the duskrita and the dharma samsthapanata, these are all secondary reasons. Main reason is he comes for the enjoyment of the leelas for the Lord pastime. And the devotees enjoys for whole parambara and life. This will be a very special Lord's nature to have pastimes. Here, Lord can simply come out. The purpose of Lord comes as a matsya or fish is that Swayambhuvan was cursed by Agastya. Therefore, in between the pralaya came. Even though it should be at the end of the day of Brahma, the pralaya came in between. And by that time, Lord has to protect all the seeds of all the living jivas. For that, he has to make arrangement. And he is using King Satyavrata as an instrument to make all these seeds to be collected and kept at the pralaya time. And after pralaya time over, including Sabdarishi, and after the pralaya is over, the world has to again start that functioning. This is in between a Brahma day because of temporary pralaya. At the end of Kalpa, another pralaya. At the end of Brahma day, different pralaya. There are different types of pralaya. This is different, very special. And keeping this curse of Agastya as a favorable situation for doing a pastime, Lord came as a matsya. And he chose the king Satyavrata of the Pandya kingdom, who was ruling, as his favorable devotee to do this service. This is the whole purpose, and he left the pastime for enjoyment of future devotee generations. Now we are all reading and enjoying these pastimes. If it doesn't happen, how will that? And the Lord is imagined, Lord is begging the king, please kindly protect me. Who is the protector of everybody is telling, kindly protect me. Like a beggar fasting is not special, but a king's fasting is special. Beggar always he doesn't know, therefore he has to fast. But the king has all opens, but he has fasting, that is special. Similarly, we are all fearful people. There is nothing we are fearing is nothing special, or we are praying is nothing special. Every day we pray, Lord, mostly out of fear, not out of love. Our prayers are mostly out of fear, out of our difficulties, out of our mistakes. We never went to Lord out of love and affection. Very rare. That is the highest level of devotion. But here, even though Lord is all powerful, full of opulence, Satchitananda, he is taking a role of fearful person and praying. This is very special. Like a king fasting, the Lord who is fearless is showing fear. This type of very special pastimes, when you go through, we can analyze how things are really hidden in the Lord's pastimes, and by direct reading or direct talking, we may not be able to know unless he reveals from his heart that what is his real meaning of the pastimes. Also, when Lord is praying here, we also find such prayer in many of the Acharyas and Vaishnavas. While Lord is throwing us into the river of their material world, this is full of miseries. Ainanda Danaja Kingaram Paritama Misame Bhavam Budav. Kripaya Tavabada Bangada Satuli Satasam Vishintaya. This is a reverse prayer. Actually, we are praying to the Lord. Some or other way I have fallen into this material ocean. Please keep me as a dust in the ocean. But Lord is telling, why are you throwing me? Give me protection. It's like, you can see the way the prayers Lord is making up. There also Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is as a devotee incarnation, how to follow devotion is teaching. Here Lord is again teaching the same mood of how a devotee should pray to the Lord by himself praying, showing the prayer. Imagine, this is similar nature. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also in Sishastram is very much praying, Ainanda Danija Kingaram. Some or other way I have fallen down. Please kindly protect me. Take me in your dust, keep me in your dust as a small dust in your lotus feet. Kripaya, by your mercy. Same mood, how we devotees should pray to Lord, this slogan tell. My dear King, protector of the poor, Dinavachala, why are you throwing me in the river of the river? Where there are other ascetics who can kill me, I am very much afraid of them. We are also praying to the Lord, why are you throwing me into this material world? I am a very incapable person. I am not a very strong person. I am not having enough strength. How can I withstand all this material disturbance? Either don't throw me into this, or at least give me protection in this. You can put me anywhere, but give me protection. Asilsiyava padartha pinastuma. Wherever you put, whatever you deal, doesn't matter, but give me protection. This is somewhat I am surprised to see the Matsyavatara also is showing the mood of Mahaprabhu. And how a devotee should have a mood of praying to the Lord. We don't want him in the material world, but if you have been thrown out, like a ball kicked in the playground, football, you have been kicked in the material world, and the ball is played by all the team members, one day the ball is kicked out, game is over. Similarly, our life also like that. None of us wanted to be here. We have been pushed in this world. Now we are played by different people, kicked right and left by this material miseries. Padam padam eti padam. Once the game is over, we are thrown out. Why do you want such a life? We don't want it. But it happens by your karma, by your action. But we can pray, Lord, okay, anyway, some or other way, happen to come here. But kindly protect me. This should be the mood where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu expressed, where the same Matsyavatara also is showing us how we have to pray. And this way, we may be able to get more closer to Lord, more merciful of the Lord. Certainly we are not in the Bhava stage or Madhurya Bhava stage or some Bhava. Not we didn't get even Anatta Nivritti stage, we are not crossing. What to talk about all other stages. We have so many Anattas, so many material desires, so many material contaminations, how to get out of it. And this material world is full of that troubles. Like a lot of big fishes are there to eat us. Lot of big aparadhas are there, lot of big things are there. We should be able to come out all these things. This is the prayer, at least we feel, and Matsya is praying to King Satyavrata. This is a prayer meant for devotees, how we should pray to the Lord to give us protection. This protection is very much important. And this protection is we need. And this protection he gives when he surrenders to him. This is a very important thing. When he surrenders to the Lord, he gives this protection. But Mahaprabhu, even without surrendering, he gives the protection. That's a very special. That's why we are all very favored by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Where Krishna are all these avataras, they all requires us to give some level of surrender. But he is a karuna. He doesn't expect anything, but still, without our desire, he is giving the, without our request, he is giving the shelter. Therefore, we go through the way of Mahaprabhu. We, our path is, we go through Gaudiya Sampada, we go through Mahaprabhu, we follow the way, we simply call, like a child crying out of trouble, we are calling Lord. We don't know anything. Even we don't know, he is protecting. Just to take his shelter. This is a very simple way. And the Lord, he shows how to take the shelter here, how to pray the shelter here, how I am suffering in this world, how I am when the big fish will eat me, small fish like me. I am not a very capable, strong person mentally or physically here in this material world. Any moment I can be eaten. Any moment my spiritual sadhanas will be over. Any moment I will be thrown out in the material pool again and again. Please kindly protect me. This is the way a devotee tries to pray every day. This is the first stage, because we are not a sadhana bhakta. We are all in the sadhana. We are in the anatta nivritti stage. We are all trying to get the things. Other all devotion, natural devotion, comes on natural, organic way. We cannot get it by our trial, or we cannot get it by our own effort. It should come on its own. What we need to do is we pray continue. We pray continue. We try to get out of this material disturbance. Not we are the devotees, we don't want to get out of the material world, but we want to get out of the material disturbance. Once you are get out of the material disturbance, in the world, even Naraka or any place will be as sweet as Vaikuntha for the devotees or Goloka for the devotees. Therefore, the ultimate point is, by reading such Bhagavatam slogans and other things, we devotees, we try to get some sort of surrender mode, some sort of getting this out of this material world through the mercy of the Lord. And here, like Mahaprabhu Express and Matsyavatara Express, they all, in my point of view at least, they are all trying to give us the idea how to get the mood of prayer, how to pray and all those things. That is why this Matsya Purana talks Prabhupada has given in the purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead possesses unlimited potency. Nonetheless, in his pastime in the form of a fish, he begged protection from King Satyavrata. He is actually endless potency, unlimited potency. He need not to request any protection. He is the protector of everybody. He is a fearless person. But he is sowing fear. He is giving shelter for fear personified also. Such a person, he is begging protection from King Satyavrata. The reason is, King Satyavrata, he showed his special favor as a devotee like Yashoda Mayu. He showed a special favor, begging, crying, looking at her for protection and fear. Similarly, here also Satyavrata, you are a devotee, why are throwing him out? We can pray devotees. Anytime devotees are there trying to disturb us, we can tell, you are a devotee, please help me. Don't throw me out. Please kindly protect me. Please help me. Everything we can get these prayers. And the devotees, Satyavada is a devotee, and the Lord is praying. Similarly, we can pray devotees, we can get out other things. This is the very simple pastime, but a lot of ideas are kept in these things, in the fish prayers and all those things, Matsyavatara. And generally, we devotees, we are trying to follow what is Bhagavatam says, what is Mahaprabhu says, And we try to link what Mahaprabhu mode of prayer and Avatar prayer and how both of them are telling kindly protect, even though keep me in your shelter. Machyavadar also keep in your shelter, don't throw me out. The king Satyavada, he also pray like that. And we keep any position, we are not affected. Like Asilshava Padaram, Mahaprabhu is telling, wherever you keep, doesn't matter. What our condition, keep matter, doesn't matter. But you are my Lord. Here also, we get such a mood, you are, don't throw me out. We keep in the fish. He throw continuously, later slogas comes. He takes from the fish and put it in the small pond, river, then ocean. The time only all the prayer comes. Therefore, in essence, we try to pray to the Lord in the mood. And the Lord shows how to pray. And this prayer is meant for us to become more serious in surrendering and devotion. Hare Krishna. Any comments, questions, clarifications? Yes, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
As you say, we are surrendered to Krishna. When we are surrendered to Krishna, then coming, what type of prayers we should offer to him?
Prabhu is asking, as we surrender to Krishna, what type of prayers we should make it. And actually, our prayer is just simply by calling the Lord's name. Like we, actually I remember Bhaktivinoda Thakur, is writing in one of the book, I remember, when you are making a chanting or these things, don't make any prayer. He knows what to be given to you. Like a mother knows what to be given to child. And your only job is just to call him. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakura tells, when you are chanting, you just hear the name and call heartfully. That is the only job. And suppose he is adding one more word. If you want to pray, pray to him to give more love to him. This is the only prayer you can make it, Bhaktivinoda Thakura is telling. All other prayers meaningless. Because as a mother or father, he knows what to be given. And by the way, we start making prayer, it will be endless. We have so many anarthas, so many difficulties, we cannot ask. And he knows, he puts in trouble also, he has some reason to put us in trouble. He has put in a better position, he has reason for putting us in a better position. And like a cat and kitten, it may be put in a nice position by cat when things are comfortable. In a house, in the bed of the person. But if it is in trouble, the kitten may be put in the dustbin for the safety by the cat, same cat. But its love doesn't change, whether in the kitten is in dustbin or this thing. Only job this kitten is making is when the trouble comes or something comes, it calls by its own voice. Similarly, our prayer also need not contain many varieties of or a big list of requests. Only like Bhaktivinoda Thakura tells, you call just the name Lord. That's the only thing. The contains everything. When you call the Lord's name, that prayer contains everything. And if you want to pray something, ask him to show more love. Create more love for me. This is the word Acharya is telling. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Yes, Prabhu.
Yes, like you said, Mahaprabhu is so merciful. So, how once we are surrendered to Krishna?
How?
Once we are surrendered to Krishna, now you say Mahaprabhu is also more merciful. So, how can we understand this point?
Actually, one of the Maharaji was giving in a lecture, that is Karuna Kripa. Actually, Kripa is when you request and pray, you get it. But Karuna is without you are asking, you are getting. Therefore, all avatars, we have to pray. We have to go rules and regulations. We have to go sadhana. We have to go anatta nivritti. Like a Krishna, ultimately there is sarvadharma paddhajya. But Mahaprabhu doesn't put any condition. This is called karana. Without your asking, not only that, he gives the highest prema. Prema is the highest. We don't know how to ask also. This is the Maharaj word. We don't know how to ask, but he is giving. That is why it's like a, without your asking, he is giving. That way, we always pray to Mahaprabhu to show the mercy, to get the mercy. Automatic Krishna is a Krishna, Avatara Krishna. Naturally, in this form, he is ready to give more easily than the Krishna's form. Therefore, we take more Mahaprabhu's mercy. And automatically, when Mahaprabhu shows, then we go to higher stage, we get Krishna's leelas, pastimes. Krishna's leelas also very pastimes, highest pastimes. But we are not in the realm, in the reach of that things. We may not be able to get it, understand. We may wrongly understand. We may end up in Sagajya or we may not. Therefore, we are requested in the first Mahaprabhu pray and get his mercy, then go. Like we go through parambara, even the avatara also. By his mercy, we can understand Krishna's things. He came as the form of devotee to give us the way how to get the Krishna's love for Krishna. Therefore, by praying Mahaprabhu, he is not going to stop us from Krishna. He is going to give the proper mode, proper way, how to get Krishna's love and affection, how to get the devotion for Krishna. Therefore, nothing different. By praying things, we are going to get the Krishna thing in proper form. You go straight Krishna, he is not going to get. But through Mahaprabhu, we learn how to get the mercy, how to love, how to love. How to get the prema is showing the direction. Hare Krishna. Any other question, doubts, clarification? Maharaj, any comments? Prabhu has some questions. It's not working, Prabhu. Yes. Hare Krishna.
In principle, we agree that we should not be asking for another. But you see, one of the great personalities, like Prahlad Maharaj, heroes of the Bhagavatam, as they call them, whenever the Lord comes in front of them, they always make you so many prayers. Even Rajendra, you know, he chanted like 34, 30 slokas, glorifying the Lord in hopes that the Lord will come and rescue him. So that is one aspect that I think we have addressed. The second aspect is that for both of the guys, we don't need to ask for anything. But those who are Kanishtha Adhikaris and below, they always come and say, what can you teach me? How can I get the blessings from the Lord? What do I say when I come from the Lord so I can get something? The expectation is there that you're coming here in front of Krishna Bhagavan, and then Krishna Bhagavan will place either some fruit or Bhagavan will use his heart to give them the service of life.
Thank you, Prabhu. Actually, as Prabhu was mentioning, not everybody is in a very highest mode of Uttamadhikari stage. Like, Lord will give everything. But when he come to temple or before Krishna Balaram, we pray, please show your mercy and all those things. Actually, nothing wrong in that. Depend upon our level of mode we are praying. Like Prahlad Maharaja Prabhu was quoting, is praying. But Prahlad Maharaja's only prayer is to keep shelter on. He never wanted anything else. And similarly, Gajendra prayer, if you see special, whole Gajendra prayer, he never, Prabhu was talking, he never mentioned about any Lord. He was talking all about his qualities, characters, natures, opulence, and his speciality. That's a very special about Gajendra prayers. He never used any name of the Lord in the prayer. And his prayer is full of his opulence. Therefore, depends on their level of things, different people prays, but the Lord accepts his bhavagrahi. According to the devotee's nature, he is taking and thing. And depends on our level of prayer, he is also accepting. And this what this highest prayer is, we don't request. That means we have complete faith, Lord will take care of everything. That faith completely comes, then real surrender starts also. We don't get attached to money, position, everything, but we are getting attached to all these things, thinking that will give shelter. When you think Lord will give all shelter, you give up all these things, natural, organic way. And you don't need to ask him also, that feeling also comes to you. What is the foolishness? Why I am asking him? He knows what to be given. Like a small child, it doesn't ask anything to father, mother. Father takes his shop. And if the child asks, give this means it may not be worthwhile, but father will be forced to give. But the thing is, the child tells, father, you choose the best and give it to me. Father has to go for 10 or 20 shops to choose the things, best things. Similarly, the devotee, you choose and ask, pray, he give it. And the moment you stop praying and tell, you give me the best, what is best for me, he has to search for you, what is best. His position is more powerful and the prayer is more powerful. What is the basic need is, we need to have faith, Lord will give the best to me. And if we pray, we have trouble. Sometimes Lord fulfills our prayer also in a different way. One small pastime, Leela from this Kapidas. All of you know Kapidas is one of the saint. He's one of the devotee. He was a very simple living man, weaver, making clothes and sell it, go to the shop and sell it. And he goes to the shop, very simple hearted, and prayed a lot, wrote a lot of songs. One day he was making, and every day this thread cost is 8 anas, and the weaving cost 1 ana, profit 1/2 ana, like that he used to sell. This is the way Kapidas only. But because of his devotion and simplicity and purity, lot of people started surrounding him. But Kapidas prayed a lot, because these are trouble for me. So many people are surrounding me, I am unable to concentrate on you. He prays, I don't want this, I want loneliness to pray to you. But you see, Lord, how he fulfills this prayer. Lord, but there were people in that village who were jealous about Kapi, and they planned to get a bad name for him. And they arranged one lady who is characterless to go and shout in the market, Kabir pulled my hand. And the moment she went and did the same job, Kabir pulled my hand in the market, all the people pre-planned and surrounded, Kabir, you did a mistake, you are a cheating person. Now you have pulled this girl's hand, now you have to marry her. And you have to marry her. Then Kabir accepted, it's Lord's arrangement, he married. But that lady later, she found such a wonderful devotee, she also got changed. But the problem is, that day onwards, nobody has come to Kapil, because he is a cheating person and he did a wrong thing. All common people were filtered. All faithless people were filtered. And Kapil then sings a song, Dear Lord, I prayed to you loneliness, but the way you give it is in your own way. This is the way Lord satisfies our prayers. Therefore we don't pray. We should just go ahead. It's like a dust in the sea. It is so throwing, going away for like that. we just leave it to the shelter of the Lord. That needs, like Uttamadhyayi stage, little faith, but that is source advancement. How much you are surrendering to the Lord by not praying to Him also. Prayer means only to pray to give love and affection for Him. Now we stand before the Lord, our prayer is nothing to do with our love and affection for Lord. Therefore, this is the, even though it is tough, advanced stage, but we should know what, where we should, our prayer should end. Thank you, Prabhu. Hare Krishna. Any other questions? Thank you very much for all the Vaishnavas. Hare Krishna. Jai Srimad Bhadam ki, Jai Srila Prabhupada ki.